The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
My dear brothers and sisters in Iman, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah says, not only forgive and turn the page, start a new chapter in your relationship with that person. Allah then says, Allah tuhibbuna an yaghfir Allahu lakum. Do you not want Allah to forgive you for your sins? Allah is saying that if you want me to forgive you, why are you not ready to forgive other people? Right? The emotion of anger, of hatred, of resentment, of revenge becomes strong when people do wrong to us. But Allah says, look, I recognize you have been wronged, but if you want me to forget your mistakes and forgive you, you also need to recognize that people make mistakes. And when they come and ask for forgiveness, they admit they're wrong, they do their best to rectify what they have done wrong. Allah says, now you also, if you expect me to forgive you, you also need to be forgiving of that individual. This is a difficult thing to do, brothers and sisters, no doubt about it. But Allah gives us this beautiful show of His mercy to make it easy for us to control that emotion of anger, of rage. Because when it boils up and it's bottled inside us, if we read this verse and Allah says, don't you want me to forgive you? Then we recognize, yes, Allah, I want you to forgive me. And so I am going to forgive those who have wronged me. And it's not an easy thing. As I said, we've all been wronged in many different ways. Some of us have maybe had thousands of dollars taken away from us from people who owe us money. They've done so many things to us. But at the end of the day, because as believers, we also have the concept of the justice of Allah, we should let it go and say, look, Allah is all just. On the day of judgment, this person will be dealt with. I'm not going to let it burn up inside me. I'm not going to let the stress and aggravation get the best of me. Let that person deal with it with God on the day of judgment. And I will have that peace of mind now. I'll get a good reward in the world to come. And Allah will deal with that individual when it is ready for them to be dealt with. A second example of this emotions that we have and what route do we take? Do we always forgive? Or is there a time where there is no forgiveness? You know, when we look at this tragic event of Karbala that we are commemorating, we hear from the majority Muslim community, just forget about it, brother. It happened 1400 years ago. How long will you keep a grudge against those people? You know, they'll say that Imam Hussein was the Shaheed are alive, so it's all okay, whatever happened. You know, don't bring up the past, just forget it. Allah will grant you a better reward. And we always hear these things, especially on the days before Ashura. This becomes so much more prevalent in social media. You'll have these postings about Ashura and all of the so-called blessings and about the fact that, you know, we have to overlook these individuals. But when it comes to certain sins, they become so, I'm not going to say completely unpardonable by Allah, but there are certain actions where it becomes very difficult to actually get forgiveness by Allah for them. Now we know as believers that there are no sins that are as great or as severe in the eyes of Allah as having hopelessness in Allah. Right? And that's why every Muharram we celebrate Hur. Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi, a man who prevented Imam Hussein from moving forward or going back. But yet because of the act of repentance he did, it shows us today that Allah has a door of repentance open for His servants. And in fact, in the Quran, Allah says, He tells the Prophet to give a statement where Allah says, "Kul Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Say, O my servants who have been extravagant against their own souls. Allah doesn't even say who have sinned. He says those who have done israf, who have been extravagant against their own souls. Allah says, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never despair in the mercy of God. Allah says all sins can be forgiven. Everything. You know, and in fact, when companions would come to Rasulullah who had committed the worst of crimes, the worst of atrocities, and they would come to the Prophet and they would say that, I don't think God will forgive me for this particular sin. And the Prophet would say, are you greater or is your sin greater? And the Prophet would enter into this dialogue and he would show the companion that no matter how big your sin, Allah Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater than anything. Allah can and will forgive all sins. But when it comes to sins between us and Allah, that's one aspect. Right? Most of us, when we sin, it's against ourselves. When we maybe commit a sin that we don't fulfill the rights that Allah has on us, we don't pray, we skip our prayers, we don't wake up for Fajr, we maybe don't even make up the qadha. We do many sins which are between us and Allah. But then comes a sin when you take the right of another human being. And it's one thing to do ghiba, that can be forgiven. You can redress the wrong of, you know, the reputation you may have tarnished. It's one thing to steal from somebody. You can give back what you stole. But when you take the life of another human being, Muslim or not, it makes no difference. Right? The Quran tells us that one of the teachings that Allah gave to the children of Israel, the Bani Israel, the offspring of Prophet Yaqub, peace be upon him, is that whoever kills one human being, man qatala nafsan bighayri nafsin aw fasadin fil ard, it is as if when you kill one person, it is as if you have killed all of humanity. And if you give, you protect one person, you have safeguarded all of humanity. It doesn't say who, if you kill a Muslim or a follower of the Ahlul Bayt, if you kill a human being. Right? So this is one of those sins which obviously you can't reverse it. Right? There's no going back when you pull the trigger or when you kill somebody in whatever way. And so when it comes to this sin, forgiveness or pardon, even here though, we do see that Islam gives us an opportunity to forgive. An example is in chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, verse 33. Allah says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُ نَفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. That do not kill an innocent person that Allah has made their life inviolable and sacrosanct, and their life has that protection to it, except for a just cause. Right? Because there are times where Islam recognizes that the death penalty needs to be enacted. But this is not the only solution. Ayat, Quran tell us that you have options. There is the eye for an eye retribution. There is what is called qisas. There is diya, where you pay an amount of financial compensation. And then there is also the right to forgive. And ayat tell us that yes, to forgive is better.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.